Bats, written by Ned Jensen. Bats. Introduction. Enter a cave at night approaches. You might see a dark cloud pouring like smoke from a cave. It's a cloud of sorts, but it's not a rain cloud, it's a bat cloud. Bats like to spend the daytime in cool darkness of a cave hanging upside down from the ceiling. But nighttime different. It is time to hunt. So thousands of bats take flight from the cave. They dive and dart about, snatching insects from the air. Bats are one of the oldest groups of mammals that have lived on Earth. According to fossil records, they were sweeping through the air almost 60 million years ago. Bats flew through the Earth's skies before humans walked the planet. Although bats have been around for all that time, they haven't changed that much. Ancient fossils show bats of long ago were very much like modern bats. There are close to 1,000 kinds of bats. In fact, there are more kinds of any other mammal. These bats are placed into two groups, microbats and megabats. Microbats eat mostly insects, but some also eat small fish, mammals, and amphibians. The smallest microbat is the bumblebee bat, which is about as long as a paperclip. Microbats live in a wide range of places and can be found throughout the world. Megabats eat fruits. They are found in the warm tropical areas with a lot of fruit grows all year long. The largest megabat is the Malayan flying fox. It is so large that its wings spread out. It can stretch the length of an average-sized bathtub. Some megabats are big. Megabats are not always larger than microbats. Best features. Bats seem to get a bad rap when it comes to looks. In fact, people might consider them downright ugly. Others think bats look fierce and scary. If you get to know bats better, you might change your opinion on them. You might even think that some bats are rather cute. Bats, like most mammals, are covered in hair or fur, which is soft and quite short. There are a few types of bats that only have a little fuzz on their bodies. No wonder these bats are called naked bats. Bat fur comes from many colors as human hair does. There are bats with brown, black, gray, red, and even yellow fur. Bats are the only flying mammals that can fly. Flying squirrels are mammals too, but they don't really fly. They glide through the air after jumping from a tree branch. Bat wings are made of two thin layers of skin. The skin is so thin that you can almost see through it. The bat bat's wings are really modified hands that even have small thumbs. The skin stretches between long, thin bones. The bat is in flight and folds up when the wings are not used. A bat's wings are used for more than flying. If a bat is too warm, it stretches its wings so the heat can escape to cool the bat. If the bat is cold, it wraps itself in its wings. Like you, bats have two sets of teeth. Baby teeth are lost nearly in a bat's life. They are replaced by 26 to 28 adult teeth. These teeth are sharp and used to cut and crush food. Despite what many people believe, bats aren't blind. Bats use their eyes to see during the day and the early evening. Let's learn how bats find their food in the dark. Flight and feeding. Bats are skilled flyers. The bones of a bat's wing can bend easily to change the shape of the wings. By changing the shape of the wings, bats can quickly change the direction of their flight. In addition to the wings, most bats have a piece of skin that stretches between their legs. When flying, the bat spreads their legs so they can use the pouch of skin to help them steer or down and swerve left or right. We know that bats are skilled flyers, but skilled flying alone doesn't make bats good hunters. Since bats do most of their hunting in dark of night, they need more talents of flying in order to hunt. Microbats also have another feature to help them hunt: echolocation. This is the use of sound waves to help bats locate insects in flying. The photo of the text below shows how bats use echolocation. When a bat finds an insect, it sends out more beeps or clicks and sends them out much faster. It sends out up to 200 beeps or clicks per second. As it closes in on its target, it sweeps up the insect a wing and scoops it in the pouch. That is formed between the two skins of the legs. Later, the bat will stick its head into the pouch to gobble up the meal. Bats also snatch insects out of the air with their mouths. The combination of skilled flyers and echolocation makes microbats excellent hunters at night. Next time you're out at night, take a look skyward. You'll likely see bats darting through the air, collecting insects in their tail patches. Observe how quickly they change direction. They're responding to brain signals telling them where food can be found. Bat behavior. Bats are not mean, frightened creatures that many people think are. They don't get into your hair or attack people. And there are no human vampires that turn into bats. The truth is that bats are shy, gentle creatures. In fact, bats are our friends.
Just think of how many insects would be around if it were not for bats.
Can you imagine sleeping while hanging upside down with blood rushing through your head? Well, it's not a problem for bats. Bats sleep upside down. They clink undersides of the surface, hanging with the claws of their toes. Hanging upside down makes it easy to fly off.
All they have to do is let go and begin to flap their wings.
Many bats hibernate into the winter when there are no insects to hunt. Before hibernating, bats eat a lot of food, which they restore extra fat. They deepen on the fat to survive during the winter.
Some bats migrate to warmer areas during the winter. Red bats fly all the way from Canada to Mexico, rather than spend the winter in the cold. There is even a bat in Europe that flies over 1,000 meters.
It spends most of the summer in Russia. Don't expect to see bats migrating since they fly all night.
Female bats give birth to one or two babies every year. They are only flying mammals that nurse their young or milk. After a baby is born, it crawls up onto the mother's chest and clings there with its claws. It feeds off its mother's milk and clings to the mother's fur when she goes hunting. But bats don't hang around for long. Many are able to fly and catch on their own meals only 3 weeks after birth.
The end.